The Hungry, Reading 3. In charity, we can acknowledge that all the good we have is really the Lord's. And when you harvest the harvest of your land, thou shalt not complete the corners of thy field, and thou shalt not collect all the collecting of thy harvest, and thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou collect every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the afflicted and sojourner. I am Yehovah your God. Leviticus 19. And when you harvest the harvest of your land, thou shalt not complete the corners of thy field when thou harvestest, and thou shalt not collect all the collecting of thy harvest. Thou shalt forsake them for the afflicted and for the sojourner. I am Yehovah your God. Leviticus 23. When thou harvest thy harvest in thy field, and hast forgot a sheaf in the field, thou shalt not return to take it. It shall be for the sojourner, for the orphan, and for the widow, that Yehovah thy God may bless thee in all the deeds of thy hands. When thou shalt thresh thine olive tree, thou shalt not glean afterwards. It shall be for the sojourner, for the orphan, and for the widow. When thou vintage thy vineyard, thou shalt not glean it afterwards. It shall be for the sojourner, for the orphan, and for the widow. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. Deuteronomy 24. Arcana 16:14. All good and truth are from the Lord alone, and from these the Lord is the all in all of his heaven. And this so completely, that he who has no apperception of good and truth from the Lord is no longer in heaven. Arcana Celestia 22:84, section 3. According to the quality and quantity of the remains, that is, of the good and truth with a man, he enjoys bliss and happiness in the other life. For, as has been said, these remains are stored up in his interior man, and they are opened at the time when the man has left corporeal and worldly things behind. The Lord alone knows the quality and extent of remains in a man. The man himself cannot possibly know this, for at the present day, man is of such a character that he is able to counterfeit what is good, while within there is nothing but evil. And a man may also appear to be evil, and yet have good within. On this account, no man is ever allowed to judge concerning the quality of the spiritual life of another. For the Lord alone, as before said, knows this. But everyone may judge of another in regard to the quality of his moral and civil life, for this concerns society. Arcana 22:84, section 4. It is very common for those who have taken up an opinion respecting any truth of faith to judge of others that they cannot be saved unless they believe as they do. A judgment which the Lord has forbidden in Matthew chapter 7. Judge not, that you be not judged. On the other hand, I have learned from much experience that men of every religion are saved, provided that by a life of charity they have received remains of good and of apparent truth. This is what is meant by its being said that if 10 were found, they should not be destroyed for the 10's sake, by which is signified that they would be saved if there were remains. Section 5. The life of charity consists in thinking kindly of another and in wishing him well, and in perceiving joy in oneself from the fact that others also are saved. But those who do not have the life of charity, who desire that none should be saved except those who believe as they do, and especially is this the case with those who are indignant that it is otherwise. This may be seen from the mere fact that more from the Gentiles are saved than from Christians. For those Gentiles who have thought kindly of their neighbor and have wished well to him receive the truths of faith in the other life better than those who are called Christians and acknowledge the Lord more than Christians do. For nothing is more delightful and blessed to the angels than to instruct those who come from the earth into the other life. Questions. People tend to believe the good they have and the good they do is their own. What are some things a person can do to help remember and acknowledge that really all good is from the Lord alone? If all good is really from the Lord alone, what does that say about whether people should hoard or share? We are taught elsewhere in the heavenly doctrine that people should feel safe with their property. And we know the commandment, "Thou shalt not steal." What does this say about the importance of freedom when it comes to charity?